Get ready, CAD disruption is the new normal. As an industry analyst, every spring brings the conference season. Many of the software providers hold or participate in user events. For me, it's a great way to get updated on every provider's vision and current state. But it's just as interesting to talk with the users to get the real-world ground-level view of what's happening with tech. And with that comes the angst. It's the underlying frustration that almost every user has with their software provider. It's often subtle. But with some, it's outright blatant. And I get it. It's understandable. But you know what? At the end of the day, you better get used to it. Because tech disruption of your existing CAD tools is the new normal. Get ready. Most recent faux pas. Perhaps no user community has experienced more anxiety and dread than that of SolidWorks in recent years. Back in 2010, the then CEO of SolidWorks, Jeff Ray, had the unfortunate pleasure of being quoted while being frank about the future of the product. Simply following the axiom, cannibalize your product before your competitors do, Jeff said he wanted to be the company to kill SolidWorks. The result? The SolidWorks community lost its collective mind. Since that time, rumors have swirled that the Parasolids kernel will be replaced by Dassault Systèmes-owned CGM kernel. My expectation is that a new long-term licensing agreement for Parasolids will be signed, by the way. Furthermore, Dassault Systèmes has released new products like Mechanical Conceptual and Industrial Conceptual, spurring fears that SolidWorks will be sunsetted to force users to switch. SolidWorks executives have repeatedly stated this won't be the case either. But regardless, today there is a lot of fear and loathing. Is it warranted? Past precedent? Before we lambaste the folks at SolidWorks, let's take a second to think if a big change has occurred with software products in the past. Consider this. In the early 2000s, when SolidWorks was displacing Pro/Engineer left and right, PTC embarked on a recreation of their CAD product, resulting in Pro/Engineer wildfire. As the UI was completely recast, it took a number of years to transition users from the old Pro to the new one. In the later 2000s, Siemens PLM introduced synchronous technology into Solid Edge. Considered a big shift in modeling methodology, it took several years for users to adapt to the new approach. In fact, some organizations have yet to pick it up and use it. Also in the late 2000s, after acquiring Co-Create, PTC announced plans to reinvent Pro/Engineer, this time also rebranding it as Creo. Only now are they reaching the full extent of that vision. PTC still has specific targets to migrate their user base onto Creo. In the last couple of years, Autodesk has released the subscription-based Fusion 360, which is essentially CAD in the cloud. Over time, they want users of Inventor to switch over, which not only represents a big change in terms of software knowledge, but also how the CAD is paid for as well. So there's not just one example of significant change to a CAD application. Every CAD application prominently used today has undergone significant change. Those that didn't. Okay. I know. You're ready to pound the table in rage. The real kind, not mock rage, of course. But before you vent, let me ask you a serious question. Know what company didn't implement a dramatic change to the CAD application? Computer Vision. This is the company, before it was acquired by PTC, that saw the use of its CAD application and revenue shrink dramatically. It is the company whose CAD application, CADS 5, is no longer a player in the CAD industry in any way, shape or form. This is the company that was basically cannibalized by PTC's Pro/Engineer. I guess the executives at Computer Vision didn't follow that whole cannibalize your products before someone else does thing. And therein lies my point. You do not want to be a customer of a company like Computer Vision. It represents too big of a risk. The software companies that aren't innovative today wither and die. And as CAD is a pretty core tool to design and engineering activities, you don't want to be left behind. You can't afford it as engineering departments in companies that compete with yours reap greater benefits. What to do? First, reset your expectations. Technology is going to change. It is going to change frequently. And you will likely have to change with it over time. Sorry, but you're going to have to get used to it. It's an important lesson for users and organizations. Individuals will increasingly need to. Second, be agile. If you know change is likely to come, get ready for it. Plan for it. Think about that in terms of constant improvement and education of the user base in your company. Think about that in terms of your data. Figure it out. Now. And be ready for change. That's my cut, folks. I've taken a controversial position on a controversial topic. Interested to get your thoughts? Let's talk it out in the comments section. Take care. Talk soon. Thanks for reading.